Switzerland's English-speaking station.
Turning our attention to the mountains, specifically the resort of Anzert. Thought I'd find out what there is to do over the summer if you are looking for some inspiration. And I am joined on the line by Robert Paris from Viamond in Anzert to tell us what is going on. Robert, it's great to speak to you again. How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks, Kat.
So at the moment, I think you've got rain, we've got rain, but that's not to say that it's going to stay that way. If people need some inspiration for what they can do, I have been to Anzert. I've been mountain biking in Anzert. I've checked out the spa myself. I had to test it, obviously. But why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the other adventurous activities that you can do if you are feeling very active?
Yeah, no, I think it's fair to say we've got everything in Anzert, something for everyone. It's a family resort, primarily, a small little resort. And one of the big things in Anzert is that when you come and stay in Anzert, you get something that's called a Liberty Pass, which actually gives access, most of it free, to all sorts of things. So you can go up the gondola up to the top of the mountain for free. We have a wonderful swimming pool. So we've got a swimming pool indoors and outdoors, which is great for families, great for kids. And then upstairs, which I know you've done yourself, we have a spa area.
Yes.
So the parents can relax upstairs and the kids can enjoy downstairs in the pool. And then in and around Anzert, we have lots of great mountain biking trails. We have something actually called a mountain cart. So it's another way of coming down the mountain. So a lot of people take the gondola up, rent mountain carts, and then come back down into Anzert, which is another great thing that everyone can do from young to old. And then the facilities in and around Anzert we have a football pitch. We have something called a pump track. I don't know if you know what a pump track is, but it's built on our village square, and it's for going on with bikes or with scooters or with roller skates, and the kids absolutely love that. And that's completely free, and that's right in the centre of town. And there's a few things that the tourist office organises and then offers with the Liberty Pass. So, for example, if children wanted to learn how to do climbing, we have a great climbing wall. And then once a week, the tourist office organises a climbing instructor to come. It's open for everyone, just needs to be reserved, but it's totally free. And then for about an hour and a half, the children can learn how to climb on the climbing wall. So really, we have a lot for adventurous and for less adventurous.
You talk about the centre of town there. And one thing that I really like about the centre of Anzert is that the centre of town is this big sort of square where you've got lots of little restaurants all the way around the side and different accommodation around the side. And underneath it, hidden away, that's where you leave your car for the weekend or for the week that you go up and visit. Just explain a little bit about how that, the village, because I think it's quite unique, you know, just to hide the cars away a little bit.
It is unique. It was really the design of Anzert from the very start when it was conceived and then built in the late 60s. So it really started out as just parking underground, like you say. The idea was that you come in, you park your car, you walk upstairs, and then all of the accommodation and most of the commerce and things is around a village square. So there's no cars in the village square. It's completely, that's where a lot of the activities are. That's where a lot of the restaurant terraces are and things like that. So everyone, safe for children, safe for dogs, safe for everything, can just really have a very large area, which is kind of unique for a mountain resort, where they can just run around, enjoy themselves, relax. And we don't see the cars because they're all hidden downstairs. And then, you know, combined with that, with the public transport we have, which is wonderful with the post buses, you don't even need a car. You could get the train to Sion, jump on a post bus, and half an hour later, you're getting off the post bus right in the centre of town.
It's great. It's great to know that you can get there without a car as well. If you're coming, say, from the centre of Geneva, and if you don't own a car, it's nice to be able to get there, and then you can always rent any equipment that you need. I will throw out there as well, if you don't have a mountain bike, everything that you might need is rentable there. And if mountain biking sounds too strenuous, you can get an electric bike.
A lot of people now go straight for the e-bikes.
I did that, and I remember I was with someone that was on a mountain bike, no electricity, and I thought, my goodness, I don't know how he's doing it, because I was on an electric bike, and at some moments I was struggling. But I guess once you live there, you're kind of used to it.
Exactly.
Robert, are there any particular events? I feel ridiculous asking this question at the moment, but are there any events or any particular dates that we should be aware of or things that we should maybe aim for?
Yes, obviously it's been challenging with COVID, with events. And so this year we don't really have the event schedule that we would normally have. But we have the 1st of August, which will be the same everywhere. We have wonderful music, food, everything on the village square, and then fireworks. I think it's around about 10 or 10:30 in the evening.
Oh, nice.
Every week, taking advantage of being outside, which makes events easier, we have something where on every Thursday night, there are concerts, free concerts, food and things. But the big event actually, which is great as well, one of our most popular events, I think it's on the 21st of August. It's called the Goût des Alpages, and it's a culinary walk. So basically, you reserve your place. It does cost something, but not very much at all. And then with the entrance to that, you walk around, you go up the mountains, you get to see all the views and things. But every so often, there is a stand where there is food and wine. So you can get to taste all the local wines. And you get to taste local food, mountain specialities, and things like that. So it's a great few hours to go for a walk, take the family, take the pets, take the dogs, take everything, and eat and drink, eat and drink. So there's nothing better than that.
As you walk around, and then you would just return to your hotel in the centre of Anzair.
The last stand is right in the centre of town, and then enjoy the rest of the day in Anzair.
Okay, and what that's on a specific day though, isn't it? What day did you say that was on?
That's on the 21st of August.
All right, nice one to note. Thanks very much, Robert Paris from Anzair, for telling us about what you can head to Anzair to get up to. I hope it's given you some inspiration. Cheers, Robert.
Thank you very much. Take care.